How's it going, everybody? It's Warren. Welcome back to my channel, The Cosmic Wonder, where we talk about all things Marvel and everything relating to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Where are all the trailers for Marvel Studios? That's what everybody wants to know right now. We are patiently and impatiently awaiting the Falcon and the Winter Soldier trailer, the WandaVision trailer, a new Black Widow trailer, and the Eternals trailer. And the question is, are we going to be getting them anytime soon? Well, we have a couple of slight updates today that tell us a little bit about when we can expect the Eternals trailer, especially since Marvel Studios seems to be opened back up and production on many of their shows have started again or are starting this week. Even Kumail Nanjiani, who is going to play Kingo in the Eternals, had some things to say this morning about the teaser trailer. So we'll break it all down in this video and we'll break down Marvel Studios' process for releasing trailers, which ones we can expect to come first, and when to expect the Eternals trailer. But first, if you're new, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the latest MCU news. And this week we're giving away a Gladiator Hulk Funko Pop. All you got to do to enter is subscribe, like this video, and leave a comment down below. So to start it off, and this is relevant to the Eternals trailer, it looks like Marvel Studios is resuming production this week on The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Now, this was reported last week by Charles Murphy. He said that production should resume within the next 2 weeks. And now, thanks to the Instagram account Atlanta Filming, who has leaked many different things from the set of all Marvel Studios productions filming in Atlanta, we can see that it does in fact look like Marvel Studios is resuming production, as there is a lot of equipment on a set for something. So there's sets back up where they were filming The Falcon and the Winter Soldier before, and there's equipment there now, so it looks like they're going to resume production soon. Now, we'll come back to this because it does affect the Eternals teaser trailer release. But right now, let's talk about what Kumail Nanjiani had to say yesterday or early this morning, depending on where you live. He sent out a tweet that said, "Working with Chloe has been one of the most thrilling and satisfying experiences of my career." Chloe, of course, being the director of the Eternals. "I'm excited to see her films for decades to come and grateful I get to be a small part of one of them, a visionary and true filmmaker," then he links an article. But what's really interesting is the replies that he gives to people who replied to his tweet. One person said, "Please tell Marvel to release the teaser," and he replied, "I will. I don't know if they'll listen to me." Another said, "Some Eternals news, we'll take it," and he said, "I know there isn't much news yet. I'm in the dark too. Trust me, I can't wait for it whenever it comes." And then somebody specifically asked, "When is the trailer dropping, King? We're literally starved." And he said, "I don't know. I'm starved too. Believe me." And then finally somebody said, "Where is the trailer poster news?" And he said, "I honestly don't know. Waiting just like everyone else, impatiently." Now, some people may think that he actually does know, he just has to say that he doesn't. But here's the true reality. He most likely doesn't know because the Eternals trailer depends on a lot of other factors that have to happen before it gets released. We have to remember that the MCU is an order. Every event in one movie or show now affects events in the others to come. Simply put, the Black Widow movie has to be released in theaters or on video on demand if that's what they decide to do, and the Falcon and the Winter Soldier teaser has to happen first before the Eternals teaser comes out. The Eternals trailer is pretty much waiting for Black Widow because they're going to release the trailer when Black Widow hits the theaters. But right now, unfortunately, even Marvel Studios doesn't know if Black Widow is going to keep its November release date and if it's going to be in theaters or video on demand. So he is telling the truth when he says that there isn't any news and he doesn't know when the teaser is going to drop. But we do know that it's waiting on Black Widow and the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and the good news is that the Falcon and the Winter Soldier is starting back up again. And we're now less than 2 months away from Black Widow's theatrical release date. And if they're going to postpone it, they'll do it within the next month. So we should know pretty soon, because if it does keep its theatrical release date, we can expect the Eternals teaser to come with it. Because that'll also mean that the Falcon and the Winter Soldier should be done filming and editing by then. So everything should be on track if Black Widow keeps its November 6th theatrical release date. So sit tight, we won't have to wait that much longer for some official news, and hopefully Black Widow keeps its release date. But in the meantime, let me know what you'd like to see happen in the Eternals film. Let me know your thoughts in the comments down below. Don't forget to like the video and subscribe so you can stay up to date on all the latest MCU news. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter for more news updates and giveaways. And as always, thank you all so much for watching. Woof woof.